This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to the Varsity Rugby League. We're here at the Nottingham Outlaws Rugby League field where we're about half an hour from kickoff and the teams are just warming up. Toby, do you want to tell us a little bit about the teams so far this season?
Yeah, sure. It's been a bit of a mixed season so far for UON. They said it's all about their resilience. Mainly they've unfortunately not had the greatest season by the sounds of it, but I think with Varsity anything can happen, and they'll obviously be looking forward to hopefully getting a win against Trent. Trent on the other hand have had quite a good season by the sounds of it. They beat UON in a warm-up friendly at the beginning of the season 28-20, and beat Loughborough most recently at this ground quite convincingly, and I think both teams will be looking forward to it. How excited for you are you?
Yeah, really excited. Trent coming off the back of a win against Loughborough is never a bad thing, so they should be really pumped for it. But of course, you can never doubt the green and gold. So yeah, I'm looking forward to a good game.
Hopefully so. Also joined by Holly, how excited are you for the game?
I'm quite excited actually. This is my first live sport event I've seen since COVID, so yeah, and plus it's rugby league, so it should be great.
We'll hopefully give you guys some team news and some kick-off stuff later, so we'll see you guys in a bit. Go well. We're here down for kickoff. Trent playing in pink from our left. Kick it deep into the UON half. As there's a big hit, first tackle made by Trent. About 10 metres from their home line, UON. Big crash up from number 16 there.
And this is going to be, have to have an exit strategy from UON. They're not going to be able to run it from their own 20 metre line. But they are making some ground. Good hits from Trent, but it seems to be two or three to a man, so perhaps some dominant hits from the ball carriers.
It's 10 minutes in now and Trent have just scored the first try of the game down in the far left hand corner from where we're standing here. Archie, what do you make of the play so far?
Well, it has been unfortunately all Trent. I don't think UON have been into the Trent half, and they've just had so much pressure coming at them, and they've been lucky. They've got away with couple of interceptions that have saved them on the line, but the pressure just has been too much for UON.
Well, yeah, we talked about there. Uni have given away quite a few silly penalties. What do you make of all the stuff that's going on?
I think it's just the stress of Varsity right now, but I think I can see it getting better. Like, at first it was a bit messy, but now, like, the boys will get it. The boys will get it for sure.
Exactly. Keep your eye on and see you guys in a minute.
So the score is now 10-6 to Trent. We've had two tries in between, and the kick for Trent's second try is just about to be taken. But UON scored a wonder try after five tackles. They spun it wide and managed to get a run in round Trent. How have you found the action so far, Toby?
Yeah, it's been fantastic, really. Both teams have just... whoever's had the ball seems to be dominating, really. UON really struggling to try to get into the Trent's half, but when they did, they looked really dangerous. A couple of crash balls and then round the corner, as you mentioned there. Yeah, it was a fantastic try by Andy Jacessi from Trent. Five tackles down, they chipped it into the far corner and he leapt like a salmon into the air, out jumping UON and going down in the corner, and then converted by Trent as well, taking it to 12-6. A fantastic try there from UON brings it back to 12-10 with the kick happening now behind us. Archie Cade managed to break through the line there, some quick feet, letting UON just 10 yards out before passing the ball left. Kick goes wide, unfortunately, in front of us. Pass spun wide, and they've now had numbers overwhelmed Trent. What do you make of those final few minutes there, then, Archie?
Well, yeah, the green and gold finally got some pressure into this Trent half, and as you saw, came away with some points. So, yeah, unlucky not to get that kick at the end, but if the pressure continues, 10 minutes to go before half time, they might be able to get another few points.
A fantastic defensive performance there by UON Green and Gold. They managed to hold off a fair few phases, even with a few penalties in there from Trent's good attack. And then a fantastic interception by Shuttleworth. Managed to break half the pitch there. What do you make of all, Archie?
Well, yeah, the Green and Gold perhaps have less flair than the Trent team, but they certainly know how to defend and they are keeping them out as best as possible. And they have had a couple of interceptions, so I wasn't surprised when Shuttleworth got that last interception there. But yeah, the half's about to end, so with only a 2-point deficit going into half time, it's looking good for UON.
It's half time now. Nottingham Trent leading the way on 12, Uniov on 10. Had a disallowed try in the final few minutes there. Some fantastic play. Both teams looking very close, looking very dangerous when they've got the ball down the other end of the field, but managing to hold off both well in defence. Archie, how have you found the half so far?
Yeah, really exciting actually. I hope that the teams are still equally matched at the end of the game, because then we'll have a very close, tight game on our hands.
Holly, who do you think is going to win this?
I hope green and gold, but they're going to have to push a bit harder than they are right now, because they are currently falling a bit for the pressure that Trent is currently putting on them right now. But they're doing good. They're getting better, I think.
We'll see you guys in a minute. Keep it your end and go well. We're over 20 minutes now through the second half, and we were pointless for most of that second half until just now. UN scored a fantastic try, making it 16-12. Archie, do you want to talk us through that try a bit?
Yeah, so they... the green and gold managed to work it up the pitch after being on their own line, having to defend a Trent counter-attack. And then they managed to get up to about 20 metres from the line, and then just up one-up runners managed to take it over. Great try, actually.
Holly, how have you found the experience so far of Varsity? Crowd's been fantastic, haven't they?
Yeah, we have great support here with you, and with some amazing chants. And to be fair, Trent are not bad also. But yeah, as you can hear in the background, we have some great chants. Yeah, the crowds have been absolutely unreal, but from both sides with some amazing chants and support. And yeah, the game has been really good. Uni of Nottingham are currently leading, and yeah, started out the second half with more focus on the defence, but now they're just going for it, and it seems to be paying off quite well.
Drama in the dying minutes as Uni of make it 23-12 after scoring a try after good set of play, managed to knock on the door a couple of times and then finally knock it over, and then now they've just scored a drop goal that takes them to 11 points ahead. How do you think they've secured it now, Toby?
I think they must have. They're too far ahead, you think, for Trent to be able to come back into it, but obviously vast, anything can happen. It's been great play recently from UON. They've been really dominant, got fantastic interception. Final few minutes here, 2 minutes to go, we think. As Trent take kick off again, PPRN, and that is it. 23-12, UON managed to secure the victory. We're joined by Deputy Head of Station Jack Napton, Rugby League fanatic. How are you, mate?
I am absolutely buzzing. Now, I'm not here as a Deputy Head of Station tonight. I'm only here as a fan, so I'm very, very happy.
How do you think UON played then?
Do you know what? I think our all-round game has to be commended, because, to be fair to Trent, they did have us pinned back for a good while. Their kicking looked quite dangerous, and they've got a particularly speedy winger over here on this this left-hand side for them. But we defended so well, nothing on the line, and anything that went over, we managed to block them off, get it into touch, whatever. It was brilliant. But then, particularly good shout-out to a player that I know, Aidan Huffran, scoring the first try of the half with a lovely drop of the shoulder and a dive for the line, and then an interception and carried a ball good distance down the pitch towards their 22 to set up the drive for the second try. So very, very impressed by him today, and just overall performance very good. Composed, because there were points when we were under pressure, but dealt with it so easily in the end.
Amazing. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks. Cheers, guys.
What a match. We're here on the touchline. UON, green and gold, celebrating in the middle of the pitch. Obviously a fantastic win for them. Archie, how do you find the game?
Yeah, I think it was a really interesting game. And I probably think a 23-12 scoreline sums it up quite well. The UON were amazing defence, and to only concede two tries, I'm not surprised. And then finally, on the counter-attack, they got their just rewards, scoring four tries in the end.
Exactly, it was mental. I mean, the fans as well, Holly, we were stood right next to them, hugely loud throughout the game. What do you make of it all?
Honestly, we UON definitely had better fans than Trent, because we were just there non-stop screaming constantly for support. And yeah, the match was just unreal. A bit worrying at first for UON and the green and gold, but they managed to catch up, and yeah, they've won.
Yeah, I just mentioned that. I think defence got significantly stronger throughout the game for UON. They conceded a couple early on. Not necessarily weak, but Trent seemed to be on top, and then that second half looked fantastic in defence. We'll hopefully have a sign off in a minute and get a few interviews, but cheers guys, go well. I'm joined by Charlie here, winner of this Varsity match. How excited and happy are you?
Oh, you know, we made it difficult for ourselves. You know, Nottingham Trent are a cracking team, they've got some very big boys, but we played our game, we stuck to the basics, very few mistakes, and yeah, going to cap it off.
Yeah. Well, I'll leave you to go and get a photo with the team, but thanks so much, Charlie.
Thank you very much, cheers.
Cheers. I'm joined by Aidan here, try scorer and winner of the Varsity this year. How did you find the game?
Absolutely amazing. I mean, in the first half, they were big. They were big players. I mean, second half, they're tire out. So we just had to weather the storm and get through it, and here we are with a win.
Talk me through a try there in the far corner over there. How did it feel?
Yeah, it was good. I was getting screamed at my teammates to give it wide, but I gave a dummy, saw them some go, and saw a gap and went for it.
And also, did you get an interception down here?
I did.
And
yeah,
and
I got an interception. Yeah, I got told off for that as well.
I'm
not supposed to shoot out, otherwise if the ball goes, it's a bit of all or nothing.
It went all for all or nothing, and you managed to get them. Yeah. And great defence throughout that second half there. They were camped on your line for quite a while, and you managed to keep them out.
Yeah, the boys did such a great job. We're training so hard this week, and it's just amazing to see it all
play amazing.
Off.
Thanks, Aidan. Cheers.
Thanks very much.
And that is it, guys. What a win for the Green and Gold, managing to sneak through right at the end there with a couple last-minute tries to really seal their dominance. What a celebration they've been having as well. Archie, how did you find the game?
Yeah, it was a great experience all round. The game was hotly contested, with sort of both teams having equal possession and going end-to-end. So it was great spectacle all round, I think.
It was fantastic. Holly, anything to add?
Yeah, it's been an absolute amazing match. It was so nice to finally watch like a live sports event. And yeah, seeing the crowds cheering for like both teams, it actually felt like so nice. And yeah, Euro ended amazing, but good on Trent because they pushed quite hard and put Euro under a lot of pressure. But yeah, the Green and Gold managed to squeeze through.
It was fantastic. Thank you guys for listening to us on this varsity special of away days. And keep it URN and go well.
This is URN.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the third and technically fourth instalment of URN's coverage of 2022 varsity. My name is Jack and I'm here with Izzy.
Hello, I'm Izzy.
And Toby.
Hi there.
And we are covering the men's and women's lacrosse today for you. Now, if you recognise mine and Izzy's voices, then maybe you happen to listen to URN on a Thursday evening, perhaps at about 7 till 9, as we are counting this as a indie versus lacrosse special. So we're a little bit out of our comfort zone. There'll be no genre debates today, but what there will be is hopefully another comprehensive Uni of Nottingham victory, as we are 2-0 up in the varsity series this year so far. So we are about 9 minutes in to the first quarter of the men's lacrosse game, and currently Trent sit 2 goals up. We've had our first timeout called now, and Uniov looked to be doing it a little bit strategic, reanalysing. Now, going into this game, varsity history wise, Uniov are the greatest successes. The past two varsities we have won, however, more recently, not only about 2 weeks ago, Nottingham Trent did knock us out of a Bucks Trophy Championship semi-final, but rivalries are burning high, and it's only 2-0 in a high-scoring game, so can't count Uni out yet.
It is midway through the second quarter now. Nottingham Trent have just scored 5-2 to them now. Jack, what have you thought of the game so far?
I think the Trent defence is a lot stronger. Both attacks look threatening, but we seem to not be able to keep them out as much. I think we are starting to find our feet, because obviously the second quarter has seen us score a couple. Still all to play for and plenty of time, so I'm still confident.
Izzy, what have you thought of today so far?
They're all quite good at running and throwing balls.
Perfect. Great analysis as always, Izzy. We'll keep you guys updated. Go well and keep it your end. It is half time here at Clifton. We've got cheerleaders doing few performances in front of us. Jack, what do you think of the cheerleaders? Could you repeat any of their stuff?
What, 1-3-5-7, is that? Some cool flips, I'm not going to lie. It's been really impressive. Looking forward to, this is the Trent performance right now, looking forward to our performance, of course. But very much enjoying my first ever live lacrosse match, so really hoping we can pull it back in the second half as well.
What's your expert analysis on this then?
I don't know. I at first thought it was quite even, but Trent just seemed to be coming from all angles. I think towards the end of that quarter, it was a lot closer, and I think our keeper is now sort of having a better game. He's warmed up a little bit, maybe. Gotten into the match a little bit, because he started off... Well, it's hard to say whether it was him or perhaps our defence that was lacking a little bit, but we certainly looked to be putting a lot more aggression in, a lot of big challenges coming in, a lot of checking, which I was enjoying, because at the very least it makes a nice sound when they clatter into each other. So, but a good driving run from number 15 sort of made me hopeful for the second half, I would say.
So, Izzy, what about you?
I really like the cheerleaders, especially now they're doing a song, they're doing a dance to Doja Cat, and the lacrosse. I actually do have an opinion. I think our lads seem a little bit frustrated, and hopefully in the second half they won't be as frustrated.
Perfect. Cheers, guys. We'll keep you updated. See you in a bit.
We are at the end of the third quarter. The score is currently 7-5. Jack, how did you find that?
I thought we did exactly what I said we needed to do it after half time. We put up a bit more of a fight. Now, Trent did manage to get another goal in there, but we got two. And I still think it's now certainly more even than it has been for the entire match, and really up for the taking for either team. Obviously hopeful that Uniov will do it. We have been a lot tighter at the back, I would say, and we're putting a lot more pressure on there. Trent have been dropping a lot more balls, so hopefully that is a good sign going into the final 15.
And Toby?
Yeah, I think Jack mentioned there, defensively we look a lot better. Keepers start making some really good saves, and offensively we've started to look a lot more expansive, spreading the play, and hopefully can get a few more goals in there in this final quarter.
We are about 5 minutes away from the start face-off of the women's lacrosse game for this year's varsity. Unfortunately, we couldn't clutch the men's varsity. Toby, thoughts on the final result?
Yeah, 10-7. So tight at the end. Looked like we might be able to sneak back into it. Scored a few really quick, really good goals. But unfortunately, Trent managed to nick a few right at the end to just put us out of touching distance. But I mean, there's not much else to say, really.
Izzy? Disappointing result in our first game, but how are we feeling in going into the women's lacrosse?
Well, they were sitting next to us earlier and I was getting a good vibe. I think we've got it in the bag for this one. I'm quite confident.
So you're confident, okay. Well, let's hope you've not jinxed us, but a few stats, Toby, I believe you've got for us today.
Yeah, I think the women haven't, I don't think they've lost to Trent this year so far. A few debutants as well. I think there's a bit of a change up. A few third years getting a go as well. So hopefully they can keep Green and Gold's varsity magic going from the past couple of days and get us back to a 3-1 win.
As always, keep it URN and we'll update you on the score after the first quarter. We'll see you soon.
We're midway through the second quarter of the women's lacrosse game. The score is currently 7-1. How do you think it's going so far, Jack?
It's a runaway. It's an absolute runaway. We look far and away more composed at the back. We look more aggressive everywhere of the pitch, and we are so much more threatening from all angles, not just our attacking players. As we said, our midfielders are extremely penetrative in getting towards the goal. Good amount of running as well. We've got a very quick team, it seems, and I have to do a special shout out to the goalkeeper because she has been absolutely ridiculous for us. So I think it's going to be quite a comfortable win for us here so far.
And Toby?
Yeah, no, I think Jack's hit the nail on the head there. Got it all pretty much right. Is that another goal that's just gone in? It has.
Yeah, 8-1. But that was for Trent.
Ah, 7-2. Okay, well, yeah.
Well, I'm still very confident that we're going to absolutely smash this one out of the park. So keep going, Uniov.
Up the green and gold.
Go well.
We are at half time at the women's lacrosse match, and it has to be said we are absolutely dominant. The green and gold put on a brilliant first half display, currently leading something around 10-2. The scoreboard is quite far away from us, so you'll have to excuse the guess, but I cannot see it going any other way. Toby, Izzy, opinions?
Oh, it's hugely convincing performance so far. They've not really looked threatened that much. Trent have had the ball a little bit, but not really had much space to break through. And when UN have had the ball, they've dominated. They've sliced through the defence like a hot knife on butter.
I've really enjoyed watching the women's compared to the men's because of like how different they are as well. So I found it really fun as a novice to the game. It's been really good to watch.
Keep it URN up the green and gold.
We're joined by Birdie and Emily here after a fantastic win against Trent. 18-6 in the end. How do you describe that performance, guys?
Honestly, I just think it's a combination of everything this year. Like, this is a triple win for like the whole season, and we are now unbeaten, which is amazing.
Yeah, I think it's just utter happiness to finish the season on such a good win, and as a team and everyone here, yeah, it's really special for everyone, I think.
And a number of goals for you there, Birdie. Link-up play, what do you think made the difference?
Honestly, I just think we played like as a team and all together, and I think it's just made a difference in the world of difference.
Yeah. Say, Birdie, you did actually set the crowd on fire at one point. There was a pass across the from the right to the box when you were just near the left, and you barely even touched it. You just sort of like, like scooped round it, and
hey,
it just.
I'm preparing for summer now. Yeah.
I think it was described as ice cold. Someone said on the sidelines, which I thought was quite
take
nice.
That.
Yeah,
I'll take that big time.
So graduating now. How happy are we to go out with a varsity last win and unbeaten as well? That's an incredible achievement.
I think to go out with a varsity win, a Bucks championship win, win the league, it's just, you know, you kind of do, I want to come back, but I also like stop while you're on a high. But yeah, it's really special to do all three in our final year.
Just win. Easy.
Win.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy celebrations.
Thank you.
And at full time, the girls absolutely smashed it from Uni Ov with a 18-6 final score. What did everyone think about that?
I thought it was just defining of their season. So we've just spoken to Emily and Birdie, the two captains of the first team, and they said they have just gone unbeaten this entire season and won a treble of trophies. So I think that is an exemplary performance of probably what has been seen this season and probably what we can expect from the ladies lacrosse for seasons to come after that performance. And it's restored our two-point lead in varsity, so very, very happy at the end of that.
Yeah, no, it was huge. I think Jack, as always, has summarised it perfectly. I don't think there's much I can add, really. I think defensively they look so solid. There was a little bit in the middle of the sort of final quarter where Trent managed to get a few goals back, but even then they were still way too far behind to really mean anything, the goals there. I think just attackingly, just unbelievable. Pretty much every time their shot seemed to go in, I mean, a few fantastic saves from both keepers, particularly the UN keeper, made four or five unbelievable saves to really keep green and gold ahead.
Nice, that was a lovely end to our day at the lacrosse.
Indy versus lacrosse, done.
Yeah, it is, lacrosse. Indeed. Yeah. Very emotional as well, the end bit.
Yeah, we are with the captains we spoke to, of course, about to graduate, so that was their last ever game for the green and gold. But what a way to go out.
Keep it URN.
Up the green and gold.
Go well.
This is URN Sport.